Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Rudy Maxa. This portion of the program is sponsored by American Made with all American materials, MyPillow.com. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Did you know that MyPillow has sold more than, get this, 32 million pillows worldwide? I'm also sort of tickled to say they're made right here in my home state of Minnesota with all American materials. Robert and Mary and I enjoy sleeping on MyPillows, and for a limited time, you can get two premium MyPillows plus two go-anywhere travel pillows for 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special. There's a link there that says Radio Listeners, and use the promo code RM. RM. Here's an email we got from Bobby in Missouri lately, recently. She said, and I quote, I bought your special two pillows and two travel my pillows you've been talking about, and I wanted to let you know they lived up to all the things you said. I don't wake up anymore with discomfort in my neck. Instead, I'm rested and happy. I'm also falling asleep a lot faster without the tossing or turning, trying to get comfortable that annoys my husband. Buying a my pillow is better than marriage counseling. I've recommended these pillows to some friends. They've also bought them. I hope you get the credit. Thanks for turning me onto these great pillows. I really couldn't be any happier, unquote. Each MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. They can be washed and dried at home. And they also include a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code RM at the Radio Listener tab, and you'll get our special of two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows for 50% off. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, my next guest probably needs a couple travel pillows. His name is Andy Steves, and if his last name is familiar, well, I'll tell you why in a moment. He's an author, he's a podcaster, he's an entrepreneur, and he's also the editor, or the author of, the second edition of Andy Steves Europe, City Hopping on a Budget. Andy knows a lot about Europe because his dad is Rick Steves. And if you watch public television, you know his dad's popular television show, Rick Steves Europe. So Andy, I think, has spent a lot of time. In fact, he generally lives in Prague or has for the last 5 or 6 years. But we reach him today at his family's home in Seattle. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rudy. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay. So now your dad has a best-selling line of travel books on cities in Europe. First of all, tell me the difference between your books and your dad's. They're pretty conventional guidebooks, of course.
Sure. So I grew up, in the Rick Steves traveling school of hard knocks. He took it upon himself to teach me how to travel from a very early age. And we would go visit him wherever he was in Europe as he was updating his guidebook. So I was really steeped in his travel philosophy, all about traveling low to the ground and connecting with local cultures all across Europe, everywhere you go. I love that. I have some of my best experiences, some of my unforgettable moments have always resulted from making those connections with locals. So that's where we're similar. We're all about putting ourselves out of our comfort zone and trying to make those intercultural connections. Where we're different is I'm writing this for the young, like, millennial traveler generation. And one thing that really separates us is just how much young people are using their phones while they're traveling these days. We have, what's basically a supercomputer in the form of a smartphone in our pocket. And we can make last-minute flight bookings. We can find great Airbnbs. When 5 years ago, if you mentioned, I'm going to try this thing called Airbnb, people look at you crazy saying, you're going to do what? You're going to go sleep in a stranger's house? But now it's like the thing to do. So travel is changing really fast thanks to technology, and I'm just doing my best to keep up with it and integrate it into a hard paperback copy book.
And I'm presuming that these supercomputers we carry in our pockets, we call cell phones or smartphones, also allow for a whole lot of social networking between people who either do know each other or don't know each other yet, that certainly didn't exist before your generation.
That's right. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can really help facilitate a lot of travel experiences, but you got to be careful that it doesn't present a barrier or that you don't use it as a crutch too much and that it's kind of preventing you from engaging with the local culture. And I can't help but think, are you alluding to like Tinder and other dating sites, Rudy?
No, I actually wasn't thinking about Tinder dating sites. I was just thinking about, you can post on Instagram or Facebook or you can send out a Twitter saying, look, I just landed in Prague or in Berlin. I don't know the city. I'm 25 years old, and can anybody want to have lunch with me and tell me a little about it, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the great thing about Facebook is you can look up, do I have friends in Prague right now? And it'll show you who's checked in and also who's traveled through there. And you can reach out to them to see if they have any recommendations. Even Snapchat, you know, we talk about Snapchat as just being a kind of a silly video and photo sharing tool, but you can actually zoom out by pinching the square or the home screen, and it shows a map. And you can go anywhere around the world and click on a place, and it'll show you what's going on the ground right there. So just recently, it was the Norwegian Constitution Day, and I was zooming out and then zooming back into Oslo, and it looked like such a fun party over there. So this technology is incredible, and it lets you kind of preview a lot of different places and help you connect with people while you're on the road.
My guest is Andy Steeves. The second edition of his book, Andy Steeves Europe, City Hopping on a Budget, is just out, and we thought it would be an appropriate time to talk to him. Can we just, for the non-millennial here, your interviewer that would be, go back to the Facebook thing. I didn't know you could do that on Facebook. And where do you put that? Up in the search bar where you'd normally put someone's name? Like, do you just say, who do I know in Prague?
Yeah, exactly. You can say, like, you can just type in friends who have visited Dublin, and it'll show.
Really?
Some people might check in and, you know, show a pint of Guinness at the Guinness storehouse or you name it. But, the search function is really getting quite robust in Facebook. Of course, it used to just be a search bar where you search for names or
right.
groups or whatever. But you can type in, those not full sentences, but queries. That will give you a good idea of, oh, I remember, you know, so-and-so, they mentioned that they moved to Amsterdam, but now I can actually see that they're there, and so I should go meet up with them.
Well, I'm one of those ones who until just now thought all you could type in was someone's name to find them on Facebook. Thank you for that. So you are still a guidebook. I mean, I would find it useful, I presume, if I were looking for budget accommodations or budget airlines or popular sites in a city I'd never been in.
That's right. Am I correct? So in terms of guidebooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guidebook that I wrote, Andy Steeves Europe, City Hopping on a Budget, I really kind of consolidated all of my notes from running tours in 13 amazing cities. I'll run through them really quick. Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, Budapest, Dublin, Edinburgh, Florence, London, Madrid, Paris, Prague, Rome, and Venice. So those are the heavy hitters of Europe. These are the big
sure.
metropolitan cities. They're all very unique, and I've built each one around the three-day itinerary that we run on in my tour company, Weekend Student Adventures. So I designed.
Wait a minute. I know your dad runs tours to Europe. You also have your own tours to Europe, your own branded tours, separate from his.
That's right.
You said three-day. Are they all three-day tours? No.
Yeah, so I studied abroad in Rome a decade ago in 2008. Time flies. And we had three-day weekends, and we started traveling on the weekend thanks to Ryanair. We could hop on a $40 flight and head to Budapest or go to London or Barcelona for the weekend. And then we'd have to, skedaddle and get back in time for class on Monday mornings. But we would do these short kind of city-hopping visits. And at first, I was kind of helping, three or four friends make these travel plans, and we'd all travel together. But by the end of the semester, word had gotten out that, Andy knows what he's doing. He has friends on the ground in these different places. We're seeing more and saving money. So not only friends, but up to 34 people were traveling with me everywhere I was going on the weekends towards the end of the semester. So I was like, wow, this is fun, but it's also kind of a responsibility. This is a job. So the need struck me. And so that's where my entrepreneurship bone came out. And I worked on this idea for a business plan and concept during the last 2 years of my undergrad at Notre Dame. We came away in first place in the annual business plan competition there. And I was like, wow, if these judges believe me and see the opportunity, I might as well give it a shot. And that was in 2010. So since then, I've spent the majority of each year in Europe researching, setting up these tours, and designing these three-day experiences, but we also do more. So we've kind of connected the dots to create these spring, summer, and fall break trips as well through Central Europe, Italy, and Ireland. So,
And obviously a lot of these three-day adventures and all your tips are in your new book, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what I was getting at. The itineraries that I've set up in each of these cities provided the foundation for each chapter. So in my book, the first part is just kind of a brief introduction to the city and then a recommended three-day itinerary, because I recognize that a lot of people want to get told what to do, but then they want to go off and do it on their own. So this
exactly
way,
right,
it's kind of a one-size-fits-all where you can begin to customize your visit to your specific interests. And I help you do that by highlighting different aspects of each city that stand out and that I like in particular.
Pick it up. It's called Andy Steves Europe, : City Hopping on a Budget. Andy Steves is the author and is my guest. And Andy, first time on the show. I'm delighted to have you in. We'd love to have you back another time.
Anytime, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.